know for sure, is cutting up a white jigsaw formerly owned by Carl Zappa and still damp. The shredded sock will be placed inside of a high school diploma and ignited with a sulfur preparation as first taste of big city life.
The road to this is really going to be good, so I'll see.
Take Ben Thomas all the way from step one, which is a bare high school diploma, stuffed with a gym sock, all the way to step two, which is a college degree stuffed with absolutely nothing at all. Smoke that, and it'll really get you out there.
I still don't feel as good as I did this morning.
You'll get over it.
Coming up. Heard it again. Somebody said it.
You see this? College. That's college, really.
You mean, if I smoke that, it's the same as if I went to college.
No. You misunderstand. You see, you get absolutely nothing with your college degree. Absolutely nothing at all with your college degree.
Oh, right, I forgot. Sorry.
You get nothing, that's what I want.
A true Zen say, nothing is what I want. Thank you.
I want you so bad. I want you so much as more bad. So, so bad.
Monster movies. Who likes really, really poorly crafted monster movies? Yes. Well, my dad absolutely adored those kind of films. It wasn't so much for the plot as much as it was for how poorly executed and conceived the whole production was. You know, he liked to see all the mistakes that were showing through. Now, these days they would call it an epic fail or epic failure, right? So you have all these things in these old movies that he loved, like you'd see in the background where there'd be a canvas that had a painting of a cave, but you know, the little things that were clipping it to the wall would break and the cave would kind of just fall off the wall. Those kind of things he loved. Or when you see the zipper in the costume from the monster, you know, knowing that was very so low budget that you could have got the costume down the street. That's the kind of stuff that this next song is about. It's called Cheapness.
Oh, Thank you.
up against it from watching my TV. Been checking out the news, so my iPhone failed to see. I mean to say that every day is just another rotten mess. And when it's gonna change, my friend, it's anybody's guess. So I'm watching and I'm waiting, and I'm hoping for the best. Even me, I go to pray every time I hear them say. Seen the cops out on the street. I watched them throwing rocks and stuff and choking in the heat. I listened to reports
and more on the scouts are dressed like Ringo
Starr. By the whiskey passing around.
Wait.
I seen the smoke and fire and the market burning down. I watched while everybody in the street would take a turn. The song, yeah.
you. Now, some of you may know that the tango, which is not a very popular dance anymore, was at one time reputed to be a dance of unbridled passion. Now, those days are probably gone forever, except for tonight here in Liverpool. You see, right here, live on this very stage, we are going to bring back that passion, because we are going to invite some members of the audience to join us to participate in this thing that is really a complicated, perverted sort of a tango. This guy's offering himself up. Perhaps, you'll have to wait till I invite people. I'm going to explain a little bit more about how that works. Only the people that will be invited on the stage are the ones allowed on the stage. So we will do that very carefully. But anyway, what we will need to see is your passion for the perverted tango, the bebop tango, ladies and gentlemen. But until such time, we will play you the song, and just keep in mind, this one is a very hard one to play. We'll be right back.
Wilbur or John. John Wilbur, ladies and gentlemen. Sarah, and then what's your Angel. And then another John. So we've got John, we've got Wilbur, we've got Sarah and Angel. Alright, so here's what we're gonna do. Let's split up the boys and the girls. John and Wilbur, you go over here. Hazel, okay. Hazel. Hazel Angel. Alright. The boys are over here. Sarah and Hazel are over here. Alright, so here's what we're going to try to do, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, you have to understand that you need to dance to only the funny little fast notes. Those ones. You forget about the bass line and the drums and all that stuff. You just have to really link your mind with Chris Norton. Yes, those funny little fast ones. When we tell you to do it, or that's what we're looking for. But just to give you some sort of guidelines here, what I'd like to see first off is let's imagine that this is some sort of a National Geographic wildlife presentation. And the ladies are looking for some mates. And they need to create some type of alluring dance. Not unlike some sort of special bird, maybe a bird of prey, maybe a bird of paradise. I don't know. But we're going to see what happens when you hear the funny little fast notes. I want to see your interpretation of a mating dance, ladies. Sarah and Hazel. Okay, ready? Hit it, Chris. So they're not really looking for a mate per se, because that just seems like, you know, you're just sort of dipping your feet into the water here. We need to see something more provocative. Are you guys ready? Let's try it one more time. Give them some encouragement. Okay. Alright, so they've got the hang of it now. Now, you guys, the ladies, you need to attract the male birds over here, okay? So the guys are gonna get involved this time. Now the guys, we gotta step it up here. You have to reflect what they're doing, but then really take it up about 10 notches, okay? We're looking for something special here in Liverpool. Don't disappoint John and Wilbur. All right, ready? Hit it, Chris. Some encouragement, come on. John and Wilbur, you can take your seats now. Thank you so much for participating in the Bebop Tango. Now, some of you are out there, you're thinking to yourselves, I could have done that. Well, now is your big chance. Stand up. Come on, you can do it. Those of you who are standing will have more fun than those of you who are seated. Come on. Come on, everybody. Now's your big chance. I know you can do it. You're not wearing cement shoes. Come on. Here we go. I see you up there. You're sitting. Come on. You can do it. You can do it. Come on, everybody. Wow. There's some people that are too comfortable. All right. Here's what's going to happen.
Link your minds with the mind of Chris Norton. And when you hear the funny little fast note, wiggle about and go crazy and have fun with the Bebop Tango. Ladies and gentlemen, right now, here we go. Get it, Chris. Yes, very nice. Oh, all right. Very nicely done. Thank you so much for participating. I tell you what, we're going to end this song and then we're going to take a short little intermission and come back and play some more music for you.
Let's do it. It'll be a 20-minute break as far as I know. Maybe less. A Halloween theme kind of song.
Stones can't
turns in my life. And every dream of pain. And a sinister bitch where the fuck is. And a pop where the blood flows down the rain. And it seems so bad. We'll be right back.
day.
Thank you.
So you can understand how it was composed, because I find it fascinating. This piece of music was written as a drum solo first, and then the melody was created afterwards. So all of the rhythms were written on a page, and that page looked terrifying to all musicians who ever looked at it. It's called the Black Page. And so we're going to play the drum solo first and then play the melody afterwards so you can hear the evolution of the piece of music. And I find it to be probably the most iconic melody in my dad's whole catalog. It's just, I'm fascinated by the piece of music. So take it away, Ryan.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Alright, this next one we're going to play is one we've just recently learned. It's a song that has never been performed live by any of Frank's bands. It was a studio song. It first appeared, or it's only appeared, on the record Ship Arriving Too Late to Save a Drowning Witch. So, if you've never heard it, this will be quite a treat. You see, the issue with this song is whenever there was just a pure studio song, my dad used the studio like an instrument itself. He decided, I'm going to tweak some things, and he focused on the vocals in this song, and he decided he wanted to make it extra special for the listener. So the first time I heard this, he invited me to come into the studio, and he wanted to see what my reaction was. And so the music comes on, it sounds cool, and then the vocals come on, and you have this immediate reaction of, is this supposed to be happening? And that's exactly what he wants the listener to wonder. It's like, why would anyone do this? And that's precisely the reason to do it. The vocals are hideously out of tune on purpose. And so how to learn something like that and sing it that way, that was the challenge. And that challenge went to Sheila Gonzalez. So she's going to sing this song for you. It's called I Come From Nowhere. Thank you. Alright, we have a song now from the Shake Your Booty album. Yes. Everybody ready?
Thank you.
it a try.
The ugliest son of a bitch I've ever seen in my life.
What's his name?
Two, three, four. I wish you'd pick me up from under the pancake makeup. Yeah, he was a beautiful lady.
Nearly drove you insane.
Let's talk about flex.
So you kissed a little sailor.
Textable starring in the latest Shepherd in production.
I just flew in from Spain.
Sir Richard Pumble.
You sniffed the reeking buns of angel.
Tail of defensive breath bomb.
What's cocaine? You were
never
my name. I knew a costume of cocoa.
Sounds really nice. Exactly.
In a way you can't explain. And so you work the wall with Michael.
300
which ate your back and awful strain. But you came back on Sunday for the gun show. But you forgot what I was saying.
Thank you.
Catch the little Beatles references throughout the evening? Yeah, you know those guys. Alright. Well, in a moment, we're gonna play some more tunes for you.
Get his head ready. Is all.
Thank you.
We're gonna play this one because we're ready for it. It's called Cosmic Debris.
Around the bend. your meditations and your preparations and ramming up your snout.
But
you
gotta taste the
sound. And tell the dog through the wire. So I snatched it all away from him. Then I showed him how to do it right.
I'm gonna see you in the town, just in the bed. And I'm gonna see you. Thank you.
In a few minutes, we're going to go over where the t-shirts are, and we'll sign some stuff over there and say hi to people in just a little bit. So if you want to come say hi, we'll be over there. Thanks. Bye, everybody.
Hey, well, that was a long show. Fucking hell. Must have been nearly 3 hours, that. Yeah, well, it's quarter to now, 20 minute interval.